Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. Today I'm joined by George Hamilton, VP of Product Marketing at Rift.io. Welcome, George.
Thank you.
So, George, I don't think Rift.io has been on the program before. Why don't we just start with an introduction of Rift.io and what role you guys are playing in the networking arena?
Well, Rift.io is a fairly young company. We've been around since January of 2014, formally. The co-founders, and that's Tim Martzoff and Matt Harper, have a really distinguished track record of building very scalable network services. Some of the notable companies that they work for include Starnet Networks, Cisco, Affirmed Networks, and the rest of the management team, a lot of people, again, from Cisco, from Juniper, also from 3Com. But in addition to that, Rift.io also has a lot of people in the engineering and product management, product marketing teams that actually have a lot of enterprise and enterprise software experience. I think what's unique about Rift.io is that it brings together those two worlds of having tremendous networking skills and also tremendous experience in building scalable cloud services and open source software.
You talk about highly scalable network functions within a cloud environment. What type of customer are you aiming for with that? And what is the state of the networking deployment within that space today?
The customers that we talk to routinely are twofold. One is the carriers, the telecommunications operators, who are looking to make this transition from a very CapEx intensive building out physical network infrastructure and trying to make the movement towards embracing SDN and NFV. So we speak with them quite a bit about accelerating their adoption of SDN and NFV. Then the other primary audience for our services is the ecosystem of solution builders, the VNF builders, if you will. Our first partnership is with Benu Networks. We've helped them onboard and deploy their wireless access gateway virtual network function on the Riftware NFV platform. And so it's twofold. It's building that ecosystem of the VNF solutions and also the end customer, the telcos or the enterprises, even the cloud service providers that need a more open and scalable platform to be able to deploy virtual network functions with the same level of telco-grade reliability that they get from traditional appliances.
You guys have introduced a NFV adoption maturity model, which I found to be pretty interesting. Can you talk a little bit about that maturity model and the inspiration for its creation?
You know, maturity models have been around forever, so I don't want to take credit for inventing something really unique and different. It's pretty straightforward. My inspiration kind of came from how virtualization matured over the years, going back over 10 years. Look at how VMware first started, kind of a test and dev tool, and then being able to do server consolidation, and then a more widespread data center rollout to cloud. And we're doing the same thing with network functions virtualization, where today I think most companies see the long-term goal of having network services be as easy to deploy and manage as any other cloud-like function. But today, simply virtualizing a network function can be very challenging and to run it on a cloud infrastructure. So that's where we see most carriers and even our VNF builders who are doing this right now are kind of in those first two stages.
You guys have talked about delivery of products and something called Riftware. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, Riftware is our flagship product, which will be available in December of 2015. The company itself emerged from stealth in August at Intel Developer Forum. The founders of the company took some lessons from the enterprise side where open source software and cloud completely changed industries. With what Uber has been able to do, even in New York, right? Taxi cab medallions is like $500 million in lost revenue from those now. So you've seen like a company be able to completely upset an entire industry. And the foundation for that was open source software where you could have a strong ecosystem of developers that could standardize the cloud infrastructure on top of which someone could actually build an application and differentiate themselves. That type of thing does not exist yet in the network functions virtualization universe. You don't have this common open source infrastructure in place today to really see network functions virtualization take off. This is where Riftware, we're going to release it as open source software to try to do the same thing to network functions virtualization that's happened in the cloud world, and that is to create a very standardized open source platform for the development and deployment of virtual network functions that can scale massively and make that available to everyone so that we can shift from trying to innovate at the plumbing level and begin to innovate at the VNF level.
Have you had any interesting insights now that you are out of stealth since the Intel Developer Forum?
We actually have a demo that showed how easy it is to use Intel's EPA attributes within the Riftware platform. And we actually ran two environments side by side, one with EPA attributes enabled and one without. And we could show tremendous improvements in both latency and throughput. The difference in throughput was like 6x. We integrate DPDK enhanced platform awareness attributes within the Riftware platform and make it very easy for VNF builders to use those features and be able to do intelligent workload placement onto their choice of infrastructure. We're really excited to release the first open source version of the product in December of this year.
What do you think are the broader challenges of driving adoption for solutions like this across the industry?
I think some of the biggest challenges with network functions virtualization is that there's a lot of different open source projects. There's the standards that have been agreed upon in the ETSI NFV reference architecture and MANO. But again, a lot of the different vendors in the marketplace can do their own proprietary things with those. There's so much proprietary extension, and the standardization is not there yet that the different vendors can create their own flavor, especially around MANO. The carriers are actually trying to build their own MANO implementations. And what you're seeing as a result of that is a lot of VNF being deployed with a single VM and not really being able to scale that out and not really being able to orchestrate multi-VM VNFs, multiple VNFs, scaling across data center architecture, eventual multiple sites. So what Riftware is really focusing on is building kind of an open source MANO and an open source NFV platform that can really make everything truly open source and make it truly scalable, then to build an ecosystem of solution providers around that and move the industry forward.
What are the key things in 2016 that you want to see from the industry in response to that challenge?
Right now, I think most open source initiatives are vendor-driven. What I would really love to see is the carriers and the end customers really get involved in driving an open source platform.
You talked about Riftware. Is there anything else that we should be thinking about coming from you guys?
At the end of the year, we'll have Riftware 4.0, and that's largely going to focus on the management and orchestration of virtual network functions. The focus in 2016 will be building the ecosystem of solution providers on top of that platform and also building out incremental features on top of the open source platform, like auto-scaling of VNFs, being able to automatically spin up and tear down virtual machine instances and cloud infrastructure automatically based on policies. And then moving forward, having the hyperscale capabilities where we can support multi-VM VNFs at massive scale. We'll be developing additional VNFs themselves that can take advantage of the Riftware platform. So things like test tools and applications and services for the Internet of Things. So a lot of exciting things through 2016.
If folks are interested in learning more about Rift.io and Riftware, where would you suggest they go in terms of more information?
They can go to riftio.com. We also have a page in the Intel Network Builders website. They can also follow us on Twitter at rift_io.
Thank you so much for being on the program today. It was a real pleasure.
Thank you for having me.